Welcome to Go Play in the Dirt, a health and wellness podcast where we discuss the importance of biodiversity and its impact on our gut, also known as the microbiome, overall health, soil, and community. I'm your host, Lauren Bryson. Let's go play. Tis the season for some big kid energy, fam. I want to give you a little background on the inspiration for this episode. In addition to my private practice, I have two jobs teaching kids cooking classes. One is with Kids Cooking for Life, a nonprofit that inspires lifelong healthy habits through cooking classes that serve students from low-income communities, Title I schools, and students with special needs. At KCL, I teach hands-on cooking classes to junior chefs all throughout the Bay Area. The other is with the Ceres Community Project, a nonprofit organization that provides medically tailored meals to those dealing with a chronic illness. Ceres also focuses on empowering youth and teaches teens about growing, cooking, and eating healthy food. The teens work in the garden and kitchen to help source ingredients and create meals. At Ceres, I teach a group of 12 high school students basic nutrition education and also train them on how to teach kids cooking classes in the Sonoma County community. I believe deeply in the power of education at a young age. Investing in kiddos is so needed right now as chronic illness is on the rise. What are contributors to chronic illness? Poor diet and lifestyle habits. The CDC reports that 40% of school-aged children and adolescents have a chronic health condition, such as obesity, diabetes, or asthma, and behavioral or learning problems. Kids are under a tremendous amount of stress, both physically and psychologically, with a lack of nutrition in our modern processed food world. There are significant increases in youth anxiety, depression, ADHD, school violence, and behavioral issues. Studies have shown that the quality of a child's diet has an impact on their development, mood, behavior, and overall well-being. So, how can we help kids cope with an increasingly stressful world? It is clear that stress is not going away. What we can do is teach kids tools on how to self-regulate, such as mindfulness, art, movement, and by creating community and connection. Another way, give the junior chefs a knife and get them in the kitchen. Studies show that children who are involved in the cooking process can develop lifelong healthy eating habits. Establishing healthy behaviors at a young age can help set our children up for success. Community creates resilience, and kids cooking creates community. I encourage you to include junior chefs in your kitchen to build confidence, resilience, and health. In October, there were 2 weeks where my two kids' cooking jobs overlapped in a major way. 10 days of in-person kids' cooking classes in 14 days, 4 classes with Ceres in Sonoma County, and 6 classes with Kids Cooking for Life in San Francisco. Holy moly. A few examples of recipes we made include seasonal fresh fruit crepes, rainbow sushi, sauteed cinnamon apples, veggie quesadillas, and fresh spring rolls. On day 10, I was driving home from my last class in San Francisco, totally exhausted, but fulfilled that I had successfully completed the 10 days of kids cooking. While sitting at a red light, the thought popped into my brain. I should do a play on the 12 days of Christmas, but do the 12 days of kids cooking. I burst out laughing, but the more I thought about it, the more it clicked. I would share different comments junior chefs have made in class. On the first day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me, I laughed out loud some more and decided I would use this idea for a pod episode, but I couldn't do it alone. I knew I needed a hype man and immediately knew who to call. The man, the myth, the legend, Will Bryson, my fun-loving little brother. We put our heads together and remixed the holiday classic into the 12 days of kids cooking. I'm going to be perfectly honest. We originally recorded us singing the 12 days of kids cooking to the beat of the 12 days of Christmas. And wow, we are not going to Hollywood. I had the vision of us singing the song with the 12 days of Christmas music playing in the background. It did not work. I have been blessed with some talents, and singing is not one of them. So we pivoted, re-recorded, and I present to you, for the holiday season of 2022, the 12 Days of Kids Cooking. I would like to welcome to the podcast, Will Bryson. Thanks for being here, Will.
Excited to be here. Happy holidays, everybody. And let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
On the first day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
I can't even taste the broccoli.
On the second day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
I can't wait to cook this for my family.
On the third day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
fresh herbs are key.
On the fourth day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
ginger is whack.
On the fifth day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
this salsa smacks.
On the sixth day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
avocado is a healthy snack.
On the seventh day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
it's a pesto attack.
On the eighth day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
I want to put this quesadilla in my backpack.
On the ninth day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
let's cut more celery.
On the 10th day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
spinach is no longer my enemy.
On the 11th day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
this soup tastes peppery.
On the 12th day of kids cooking, a junior chef said to me,
can I take home this recipe?
This soup tastes peppery.
Spinach is no longer the enemy.
Let's cut more celery.
I want to put this quesadilla in my backpack.
It's a pesto attack.
Avocado is a healthy snack.
This salsa smacks.
Ginger is whack.
Fresh herbs are key.
I can't wait to cook this for my family.
And I can't even taste the broccoli.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, and always remember to keep it organic.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. If you enjoyed today's episode or have been getting value from this podcast, can you do me a quick favor? Head on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. When you leave a rating and review, it tells iTunes to spread the word and tell more people about this podcast. And I am on a mission to get the word out. Make sure to subscribe to stay updated on new episodes, which drop weekly on Thursdays. Head on over to laurenemersonwellness.com, where you can find all of the show notes and transcriptions. I cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. But for now, go play in the dirt.